Let us pause for prayer. Oh God, we thank you for your word which is inspiring and guiding. We pray that the word will be helpful and useful in our lives, that we may take it in and digest it and apply it for what lies ahead. So may all that we say and do be glorifying to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So today is the last part of the three-part series related to blessing. And today we are focusing on the part that says we are passing the faith to the next generation. A couple weeks ago, I was looking at the lectionary texts, and one of them was from Ephesians, and I decided to choose this one because it talks about inheritance. When we think about passing something to the next generation, we think about passing something to our kids and to our grandkids. 2 years ago, I visited the Philippines and I met Marlu, and I went to my father's side of the family and stayed in the main house in the compound. And in the back of the main house was my dad's house. And my cousin was showing me my dad's house, and my cousins were living there and their family was there, and they added on and they built. And they said, "This is your house." A couple days later, I went to my mother's town and her parents' former house, and my cousin showed me the property in the back, and there was this lot, and they said, "That's your property." It's a plot of land with weeds growing. And I thought to myself, what can I do with these inheritances? Because I'm not going to move back to the Philippines. My life and Marlu's life, we're here in the United States, we're here in Southern California. Inheritance is something that is handed down to us, which is not usually based on what we did to deserve it. It's based not on merit, but mostly because of our bloodlines, or our birthright, or our lineage, whether it might be property, or jewelry, or money. Those things that are material and temporal, those things that are tangible and quantifiable. Unfortunately, some will inherit more things than others. We've all heard about stories about inheritance of different amounts to different members of the family that was not necessarily fair, but unequal or uneven or unbalanced, the distribution, the division of that from the departed. Even more sadly, as some will not receive any inheritance at all. Today's lesson from Ephesians talks about the inheritance, not about the material, not about the temporal, not about the tangible or quantifiable. The inheritance that is being talked about in Scripture is about that which is spiritual, that which is intangible, and that which is eternal. In the chapter, the writer identifies that which is the inheritance that we will all receive, no matter who we are, as we profess faith in Christ Jesus. The mark of the seal of the Holy Spirit, that's in verse 13. Or verse 17, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that we will have, with the eyes of our hearts, be enlightened. And then verse 18, a hope. They are described as the riches of the glorious inheritance which we are all entitled to, which we will receive. And in the verse, it also says that these riches are immeasurable according to the power. Let's talk about them individually. First, the mark of the Holy Spirit, which means that we are empowered to live differently. According to James Bryan Smith in his book, The Good and Beautiful Life, the Holy Spirit is the real agent of change. The Holy Spirit helps us to change our stories and our narratives that leads us to truth, that enlightens us as we practice our spiritual disciplines and binds us together with the community. Smith drew a diagram in his book, and the Holy Spirit being the center, but then there's the narratives that we live by, which is the stories that we live by. The Holy Spirit helps us to see the stories around us and to choose those which are helpful and useful and positive and productive, because we hear the negative stories all around us. And as we practice our exercises of prayer or meditation or fasting or study, then our soul becomes shaped. And third, the Holy Spirit helps to bring creativity and community, and the Holy Spirit bridges all of these together and binds it all together. And as we live in community, we are prompted by the Holy Spirit to be supportive and proactive and reactive and building up and edifying of God's will and the good around us. Smith said that if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, transformation would not happen. But as we participate with the Holy Spirit, as we partner with the Holy Spirit, we create opportunities to build character. That's one of the inheritances that we have as Christians, as believers. The second spiritual inheritance is that we develop the eyes of our hearts, spiritual wisdom and revelation. Alexander Solzhenitsyn says that the meaning of earthly existence lies not as we have grown used to thinking about and prospering, but in the development of our soul. In other words, when we are thinking about inheritance, we think of adding to our prosperity. We're thinking of improving our property or our money, our worth, and as society tells us. But Solzhenitsyn and the words of the writer of Ephesians and Jesus emphasizes more the development of our spiritual lives, the development of our soul. The other day I was reading about the Pope in the Christian Century magazine. Pope Francis was visiting a town in Assisi. And he said this is our mission, to invite the church to strip itself of worldliness. And he was encouraging the church and he was encouraging pastors to relinquish the vanity and the arrogance and the pride and to serve those in need, the poorest members of society. He said this, the most important thing that we should be about is that Jesus has saved you. And the Pope was boiling down the blessings to the basics that Jesus has saved us, that Jesus has saved us from worldliness, from sinfulness, from selfishness and unrighteousness, and that we are to live looking out with the eyes of our hearts. The eyes of our hearts, that helps us see according to the way God would see and according to God's will and God's counsel, to the praise and glory of God. So the second part of the inheritance is not about increasing the material, but decreasing and reducing and downsizing, and to put things in modern terms, to let go or release and to be more concerned about the soul and the spirit. Maybe another way to put it is when we coming to the community and the body and the family of Christ, we tend to consume energy. We tend to deplete the energy. We expend the energy. And we ask the question, how do we return energy? How do we contribute energy? How do we renew the energy around us instead of burning it up? How do we increase the energy for the church while lessening our dependence on the material? That requires the wisdom from the heart and the eyes from our heart. And we inherit that desire. Because God first loved us, therefore we love in return. And the third part is that of hope. It's a hope not only of this age, as Scripture says, but the hope in the age to come. Hope that we can claim now, but also we know eternal hope that is in the age ahead. Today, we recognize that we have many questions about suffering and about natural disasters, and that life is incomplete and being broken, and that we have so many questions. But hope says that one day we will know and we will be satisfied and there will be no more suffering. And there be no more want and need, and that we will be provided with that knowledge. That's the hope that we hang on to, even though there's chaos and violence and poverty and abuse. So what do I do with my inheritance from the Philippines? I don't plan to live there. I was thinking about it. those maybe in the island of Leyte, they may be planning for the inheritance for their kids, but it might have been all destroyed or wiped out or no longer. What do I do with my inheritance? Well, I pass it on to my family members or those in need and let them work it out. What inheritance do we leave to our kids and our family? Some of us haven't accumulated all that much wealth. Some of us have not even inherited anything ourselves, so how can we even pass anything down? And even if we do, there will be some kind of unfair thing going on. Do I give more to one, less to one? But what we can pass down to our next generation are those spiritual blessings and those spiritual riches. I was reminded of the movie and the book, The Help. And I remember the one scene about this one parent, these group of parents, and they had this one little girl who was, I guess, overweight in their mind, or always hungry and very unattractive to them. And so they would belittle her or make fun of her and shame her. But I remember the maid, and she would always tell the little girl these nice words, if you remember, because the maid was building her up spiritually. The maid was building up her self-esteem. Do you remember the words? You is kind, you is smart, you is special. Kind of turned into a mantra, a way of living. And Christ Jesus grants us that inheritance, which is the fullness of Him who fills all in all. That is verse 23. The blessings of God's inheritance is immaterial and immeasurable and eternal. And the Holy Spirit endows us with wisdom and revelation and hope. And we pass that on to the next generations, along with those spiritual, encouraging words. Eventually, we'll pass on this building to our kids. Eventually, we will pass on this whole facility to our kids. The next generation. We will pass on the ministry. But in the meantime, we pass on these timeless truths that God and God's mystery and mercy is using us to pass on the inheritance, the spirit, and the way of life that leads to eternal life to the children, the children's children. We pass on the treasures of Scripture, and we bequeath the blessings of God, which are impartial and which are in full. As Christians, a full complement of blessings will be bestowed. And in God's eyes, there's no favoritism where one will receive more spiritual blessings than the other. There's no uneven, unbalanced inheritance in God's eyes. The full measure of God's blessing to you and me and anyone who would profess Christ Jesus and become a follower and disciple. Know that the inheritance is the hope which is immeasurable and eternal. Amen.